awards that when the awards show was over, I left with Sebastian Bach, not Brad Pitt. I had spent all night staring at Bach, who was then a long-haired hunk fronting the band Skid Row. I hate to put it like this, but Brad back then was still making his way as an actor, and he wasn't the Brad Pitt, the man of so many people's dreams. And it gets worse. Brad left to sullenly drive my mom and Lori home. Apparently, at a gas station along the way, Brad almost got into a fight with a bunch of gang members and, not surprisingly, was subsequently very mad at me. We didn't talk for many years after that. Much later, but at different times, two of his movie star girlfriends asked me if it was true that I was the girl who left Brad behind at the MTV Video Music Awards. Brad had apparently told both of them separately that he was still mad at me. Eventually, we agreed that I'd been a kid, and though he deserved so much better, it was time to forgive the child who dumped him for the lead singer of Skid Row. Of course, Brad is now the Brad Pitt, and Sebastian Bach, well, he still has long hair, I guess.
Well, he was on the Gilmore Girls reboot, and he was on Gilmore Girls.
Okay, there's that. Who do you think are the two Brad Pitt girlfriends?
I know, I thought about this.
I think one is Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, yeah, that's a great one. It's also funny because I was thinking, like, then she goes on to play Jennifer Aniston's sister on Friends, who was married to him at the time.
So Which makes me think it was Jennifer Aniston.
Also, Brad Pitt showing anger after something bad happened to him. Weird.
I read that and I said, oh, villain origin story.
Villain origin story. But also kind of menschy to drive the mom's back home afterwards. Can you, first of all, there's everything about this I can't imagine when I think of, like, if I just, like, copy and paste my mom and I into these roles of me being like, okay, I'm going to go off with a rock star now. You're going to get home with my date.
Right?
My mom would be like, no.
I know.
Absolutely not.
It's all so unbelievable. It's also so, you have to, like, reframe in your head that Brad Pitt was, like, the kid who raked her mom's yard.
Yeah.
Because a couple pages later, she's going to meet and date Anthony Kiedis, another known fuckboy in our memoir universe. Go listen to the Ione Sky episode. And when he dumps Christina, he's like, but could you do my laundry? And she says, sure thing. And so you're like, oh, Brad Pitt, like, keeps losing out to these long-haired.
I gotta see what Brad Pitt dudes. Looked like as a teenager.
Isn't Was Thelma it not Louise, compelling? Isn't Thelma & Louise his, like, breakout role?
Yeah, he's full hot.
He's...
It's important to note the time, because in the 80s, girls liked grungy, long-haired dudes.
Sure.
A la Johnny Depp and Sebastian Bach.
It's just tough to be having this discussion knowing what we know now.
I know.
About what happened with everyone. And also, this is where we should come in and say, Johnny Depp is all over this book.
And this reminds me of a little bit of the Charlie Sheen memoir of these kids that grow up in LA, and his was like a Malibu story. So his people were like Sean and Chris Penn, but like those worlds of like all these people that become huge megastars were just teenage fucking idiots.
Yeah.
With parents that just like didn't watch them.
Yeah.
And all these intergenerational friendships. In odd ways, but I suppose Christina's mom was not that much older than her, so maybe that's...
I guess, but like, yeah, we're really not looking out for older dudes hanging around teenagers who are being treated as adults because they're stars on a TV show. I mean, I'm skipping ahead a little bit, and then I'll come right back, but just on the Johnny Depp of all, he's just kind of around.
Yes.
There's no stories about him. He's just there, but here's the weirdest story. Well, not the weirdest story. Here's one of the stories that got me. She said, I hated the limelight, and everywhere in West Hollywood was bathed in it. Then came the Viper Room. I'm here to tell you that the Viper Room was the coolest club that ever existed. This is Johnny Depp's club. Mm-hmm. She said, Johnny instilled a cherished level of privacy for anyone, not just celebrities. The first rule of Fight Club, etc. It was our safe haven, a private place, and that's how it will remain. Which is like, no paparazzi, no gossip, blah, 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 blah. Then she starts talking about how much she loves dance. And she said, eventually my friend Shannon, the manager of the Viper Room, thought that the Pussycat Dolls would be a perfect fit for her Thursday speakeasy night. And she said, Shannon told Johnny about the dolls, and he invited us to audition for a Thursday night spot. And I said, are you in the Pussycat Dolls?
And that's when I said, Nicole Scherzinger's Pussycat Dolls?
So I didn't miss anything, right? Because I went back looking for the setup to this.
No, it wasn't there. No.
So she's a founding member of the Pussycat Dolls when they were dance group.
Yes.
A dance burlesque group before they...
Yes.
Were they singing it? I'm so confused.
I don't think they were singing.
Well,